There's a tremendous chiddush that the place can bring down from Rabbeinu Yoyin regarding the isser of chanufa, the isser to flatter someone. And the pasuk says, "Lo yisachnifu es oritz," which, according to some rishonim, is the makor that the isser chanufa is an isser daraisa, and it's included on this lav of lo yisachnifu es oritz. In fact, the Yireyim is taka moyin of this, and he lists this as one of the tayag mitzvahs, because according to the Yireyim, it's the mikor of an lav d'oraisa of chanufa. The other rishonim disagree. Most rishonim hold that it's not one of the tayag mitzvahs. But akoponim, this is the isser of chanufa. And the question is, what is included in the isser? So Rabbeinu Yoyin actually lists 9 different levels of chanufa, 9 different types of chanufa that a person could commit. The most chamor being the one where a person is over an aveira, he does an isser. And instead of reprimanding him, you go ahead and you flatter him, you let him know that you approve of what he did. When you do this, to be machnif someone, that is the highest level of chanufa, the most chomerdik type of chanufa. And the chiddush of Rabbeinu Yoyin is that this isser of chanufa applies even b'makom sakana. Even b'makom sakana, there's an isser to flatter someone, and if a Rosh is doing something that's also, you're not allowed to show him that you approve of what he did, even though we're talking about a situation of sakana. Now the question is, that this seems to be a pella. L'chayra, we know, the Gemara tells us, v'chay b'hem v'loy sh'yamus b'hem. Which means, that when it comes to a person whose life is on the line, the din is, v'chay b'hem v'loy sh'yamus b'hem, you're supposed to violate aveiros rather than give up your life. You're not supposed to give up your life. And that's the chiyuv. And the question is, why should we assume that this isser of chanufa, this isser of flattering someone, applies even makom sakana? We know that there are only 3 exceptions to the rule. The 3 averis chamuris where you have the din of yehareg lo yavor, gili arayis, shvichas domim, and avodah zara. Any other isser is not included in the list of yehareg lo yavor. And therefore the question is, what is in fact the hesber in the sheet of Rabbeinu Yoyin? So Rabbeinu Yoyin actually draws a mekor for his shita from the sugya in Saita Daf Mem Aleph. The Gemara talks about the Melech Agrippas, the Melech of Agrippas who came from an illegitimate yichus, and he wasn't really ready to be a Melech. And he started to be boiche when he started during Hakel to lane from the Torah in front of the Gans Klal Yisrael, and he came to the pasuk that indicated that a person of his yichus shouldn't be roi to be a melech, shouldn't be appointed to be a king. And he started to be boiche, and he started to be very sad about the fact that he in fact was appointed to be a king in spite of the fact that he wasn't really suitable. And the Gemara says that everyone was mechazik him, and everyone indicated to him that they did approve of him being melech, and they said that he did the right thing, that he was perfectly legitimate. And basically, Chazal tell us that Klal Yisrael were over on the Isser of Chanufa. And the Gemara says that they were nischaivu kloyo. Klal Yisrael was very much held responsible for this act of Chanufa when they were mechazik the Melech Agrippas, when he in fact realized that he was over on a Chomer Dega Isser. Now, the Gemara says that they were held responsible for their Chanufa because he did something that wasn't proper, and nonetheless, they were mechazikim. And L'chayr says, Rabbeinu Yoyin, you know, this was a matzav sakana. We're talking about a melech. If you were to be moicha in a melech, if you were to object to the malchus of a melech, you're married to the malchus, the guy's going to put you to death. And nevertheless, the Gemara is saying that they should have objected. They shouldn't have been mechazikim. They should have stood up for the halacha, and it implies that even makom sakana, you're supposed to be over on the isser. You're supposed to avoid being over on the Isser Chanufa. And therefore asks Rabbeinu Yoyin, L'chayro, it should be a heter, and why does the Gemara assume that Klal Yisrael was held responsible for their Chanufa? Dr. Rabbeinu Yoyin advised us that the Isser of Chanufa applies even makom sakana. Even if it means a matzav of sakana, you should make sure not to be over on the Isser of Chanufa. Now the truth is that Taisis is mafurish that it's mutter makom sakana. Taisis' raya is from the Gemara Nedarim Daf Chav Beis. The Gemara over there talks about Ula who saw someone killing someone else. He saw someone stabbing someone else and murdering him, and the Reitzeach comes to Ula asking him, do you approve of what I did? Did I do well? And Ula tells him, Fakert, you did amazing, you should even do a better job. And Ula was L'chayra Oivra on the Isser of Chanufa, even when it came to this person who was a Reitzeach. And it seems to be mashma that the reason why it was motive for him to be over on the Isser of Chanufa was because of Zamakam Sakono. And therefore, says Taisvis, it's Mavur from here, that the Isser of Chanufa does not apply if it's a Makam Sakono. And therefore, that was Pshat and Ula, why he was justified in being Machnif this person, because in fact, it was a situation of Sakono. Now, the truth is that Chazal tell us Mefurish that there's a Machlekes HaMeroim, if it's Mutter to be Machnif a Rosha B'Olam Hazeh. In other words, according to one Shita in the Gemara, it's in Saita Daf Mem Alef, you're allowed to be machnif rishoyim bizman hazeh, which perhaps would imply that there are justifications for chanufa in certain circumstances. There are certain dispensations that we give for chanufa. On the other hand, sometimes you find there is a chazal that brings down a mayor that holds that it's also to be machnif rishoyim afilu bizman hazeh. So it seems to be a machlekes. But when it comes to chanufa makam sakana, Tosfos shpares in the Gemara Nedarim Daf Chafbeis that it's mutter. And Rabbeinu Yoina is medaying from a Gemara and Saita that it's also afilu makom sakana. The question is, how could we resolve the Shita of Rabbeinu Yoina? Now, you can't ask, Tosfos has a Gemara and Saita that he has to deal with, because the Gemara by Agrippus sounds like it was also for them to be machnif him, l'choy was a makom of sakana. So the Achorinim already explained that it's not shver on Tosfos, because Tosfos could have learned that Gemara wasn't really a situation of sakana. You saw by Agrippa Samelech that he was remorse. He had remorse about what he did, and he felt very guilty about it. He wasn't really in the state of mind to go kill them if they objected to his malchus. And therefore, it wasn't really a matzav sakana, even though technically a melech does have the right to kill someone who he feels is objecting to his authority. Nevertheless, the Achorinim say that over there wasn't a matzav sakana, and that's why they were held responsible for the chanufa. But Avada, if there would have been a matzav sakana, they would not be held responsible for their chanufa. Oh, but lemaisa, this is the machlekes. So what is the taka of the pshat in Rabbeinu Yoina? So the Yad HaKtana on the Rambam explains the pshat in Rabbeinu Yoina as follows. Avada, we know that there are only three exceptions to the rule. Only three averis are so chomor that the din is yahar gval yava regarding these averis. Norvos. Says Rabbeinu Yoina, according to the Yad HaKtana, the Rabbeinu Yoina says the Yad HaKtana, is specifically referring to a case when there are 10 people present who are witnessing the person who was over on the Aveira get the approval of this person who's doing the Chanufa. It's Berabim. There are 10 people present. It's Befahesia. And a person just did an Aveira, and you go and you approve of him, you're over on the Isser of Chanufa. Zog the Yad HaKtana, this is not Midin Isser Chanufa. Als the Chomer of the Isser Chanufa, says the Yad HaKtana, Avada, it's no different than any other Aveira where we say that you're not supposed to give up your life rather than commit the Isser. Avada, there's no din of Yehorg Yav when it comes to Chanuf. Rabbeinu Yoina is saying that if in fact an Aveira is committed in front of 10 people and you go ahead and you're machnifim, that is Poshet a Chil Hashem. It's a Chil Hashem, and it's the Aveira of Chil Hashem, there's a din that it applies even Makam Sakonu. And just like if a goy tells you, you must do an aveira, any aveira, the din is yahar gval yavo if there are 10 yidden present because it's a chil Hashem. So that is the idea over here as well, that Rabbi Yoina is referring to specifically a case where there's a chil Hashem involved, and over there he's saying that afilu makam sakana, there's a din that you're supposed to avoid being over on the Isra of Chanufa, even though there is a certain degree of sakana involved in this Chanufa.